America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Let's talk to a guy who covers our Atlanta Falcons every day, Josh Kendall for The Athletic. Josh, it's always good to have you on. Thursday Night Football, Bucks in town. Tell us what you think about what's going on with this offense, and specifically the usage of, or lack thereof, of Kyle Pitts. How much is that playing a role, or is it, in your opinion, not playing a role, and this offense has just been inept, and we're not able to do some of the things we want to do?
Well, I think if you take the charitable view of it, this is still a group that's pretty brand new together. The offensive coordinator, the quarterback are both in town for the first time. Darnell Mooney is new. Ray McCloud is new. So they're trying to get all the pieces, get all sort of the bumps worked out. And, you know, that's the way that they explain it, that there are some things, you know, just communication, getting on the same page. The time on task that Kirk Cousins has talked about since OTAs, that once that they smooth some of that out, they'll be rolling. We'll see. Only time will tell if that's really the issue. I mean, I don't know. The Kyle Pitts question is valid, but I don't think that it's what's bogging down the offense. I mean, you got plenty of other. You paid Darnell Mooney a good amount of money. You've got Drake London, the top 10 pick. You've got Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. You paid your quarterback $100+ million. You can't just say this is all Kyle Pitts' fault by any stretch of the imagination. I think that everybody is involved in this.
And you touched on it, Josh, reading the article today about, I found it interesting, one of the things that Zach Robinson said about Kyle Pitts, saying, you know, that he's got to be detail-oriented. The more detail-oriented he can be and play as fast as he can, the ball is naturally just going to find him. So is that a backwards way of saying he's got to be better at running his routes and doing all the things that's going to keep him out there?
And he's got to be better at everything. Yeah, I mean, I think it's clearly a coaching point. And I wouldn't think that they would be given coaching points publicly unless they'd given them privately and, you know, several times and didn't think that there was progress, enough progress being made. So I think that you have to read between the lines a little bit when they're not, you're not getting direct answers and the issue is so obvious. So I think, yeah, I think that they want more from Kyle Pitts. Doesn't mean it's all on Kyle Pitts for sure. But this is the second staff now that it in the third year in a row where, you know, it's just not clicking. So it's not all on Kyle Pitts, but some of it is.
We're talking with Josh Kendall, guys. He writes for The Athletic, covers our Falcons-Bucks tomorrow. All right, so defensively, it's the one thing, right, we're hanging our hat on and saying, hey, we're playing really well. But where do you think, you know, obviously we're stopping the run. We didn't do a good job. I think we're giving up 145 on average. What do you think they need to do there to shore the run game, stopping the run game?
Well, I'm not sure that they're going to ever, quote-unquote, stop the run game. I mean, it's through four games, it's pretty clear what they're going to do. They're going to take away explosive plays. They give up a 8.5% explosive play rate, the second best in the league. They're going to play Jesse Bates and Justin Simmons back and count on them to take care of everything over the top. And when you play that way, you're going to have to give up some yards in the run game. And, you know, I think 2024 defense, that's how most people are playing. It's not how Brian Flores is playing, but it's how most people are playing.
Right.
And it's worked for this group. So I don't know that you can say they need to be more dynamic. They need to, you know, get more pressure on the passer or whatever. Whatever our critiques are, so far it's working this way in terms of keeping opponents out of the end zone and off the scoreboard enough, at least. And I think this is just the way they're going to play.
And is that why we haven't seen like guys like Ruka Row back on the field? I mean, I know that we draft. I don't know. I'm not trying to quibble with you because obviously we are doing good things on defense. We're holding guys to field goals, but usually a second round draft pick is assuming he's going to be an impact dude.
Yeah, that's not the. I don't think Rukoroho is going to change the way they play defensively or improve the run defense. They feel good about the veteran defensive interior players they've got there. Now you could see Rook and Brandon be activated this week because they are on a short week. Mm-hmm. Maybe they use that as a reason to rotate those guys in and let some of the older guys rest more. But the plan right now appears to be to essentially redshirt Rukarororo and Brandon Dorlus. And again, that's one of those things that, that we won't know whether that's the right plan or not for a while down the road.
What do you think about our run game? We saw Tyler Allgeier really come on. Bijan has had his moments. Mike and I talk about this balance that, you know, the coordinator has to have in Zach Robinson and running those guys and knowing when to leave them in, when to take them out. What do you think about the run game, Josh?
I think it's good, not great. I mean, I think that they would really benefit from a few more explosive runs, big runs.
Yep.
You know, you don't see this team have a, you know, like a Saquon Barkley, like bust a 50 or 60 yarder. Everything is really hard for this offense right now because they don't have get enough explosive plays in the pass game or the run game. So I think that they've got the ability with that offensive line and those two backs to hit some big runs, and they need to start doing that. Otherwise, I think the run game is fine. I'd never mind seeing more Tyler Allgeier. I'm a big Tyler Allgeier guy. But I understand that that means less of Bijan Robinson, which is not great either.
It is Josh Kendall, guys, in The Athletic, and you can read him every day. Talk about the Falcons here on the Wade4.com hotline. We heard Coach Ra tell the media, and we've heard everybody say that, you know, Kirk's okay now. Do you feel that Kirk is still 100%? I mean, is Kirk 100% like he was right before he had that Achilles injury last year, or you still think that's a work in progress?
I think his Achilles is fine. I think he's physically 100% healthy. I don't think he's 100% comfortable yet because of what we talked about earlier, right? Just the time on task with these guys and playing with these guys. I don't think the Achilles is an issue. I think we all made too much of that week one. It's not an Achilles issue. It's an other stuff issue.
Mm. So between the ears issue, kind of then?
No, I don't even know. I don't know that I'm saying that. It's just a comfortability. It's just a reps with this group. It's just getting on the same page. Mm. I mean, you know, the same page, a difference in a yard is a huge difference in terms of where somebody's going to be on their route.
Right.
It's that kind of stuff. It's just reps.
What concerns you about the Bucs as they come in here for Thursday Night Football?
I mean, Baker's really hot. Mike Evans is a great player. That Bucky Irving kid can hit a long one on you every now and then. I mean, it's going to be a close game. If the Falcons win it, it's going to be a really close game. So you've just got to not let Mike Evans and the new running back hit a big play on you that puts you in a hole. I think those are the things that you've got to be nervous about, you know, once you kick off.
The team itself, you know, we know that we got to score more points. You just covered, you know, gay offense, hopefully, you know, getting a flow. Do you like how Zach Robinson is calling these games?
I think it's fine. I mean, it could always be better. He's, you know, the offense is a problem right now, so everybody's part of that problem. I'm not smart enough to sit here and tell you he should have called X, Y, or Z on 3rd-8. They seem to be getting guys open. You know, they hit some plays. They're called back by penalties. It's just so many things. I'm not ready to sort of put a grade on Zach Robinson.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it is early, and I agree with you about this continuity thing and still trying to figure it out as far as, you know, Cousins and the calls at work or what they feel comfortable with, their go-tos, et cetera. Josh Kendall joining us, guys, talking about the Falcons and Bucks and what's going on up there at Flowery Branch. Matthew Judon, did you think he would be more productive as far as getting through the quarterback? I know we just discussed the defensive strategy, but there have been plays where you just let him loose and he gets after it. He does have one. He's got the tip ball to force the interception, the pick six last week. Did you expect more from him at this point?
Maybe a little, but again, I think we go back to the way that they're playing. His pressure rate, I don't know it off the top of my head, but it's not bad. It's not great. It's not bad. It's about what you would expect from a guy like him at this point in his career. I don't think he's – I certainly don't think he's washed up. I think he's playing pretty well. But they're not unleashing guys a lot. They're not just getting after the quarterback a lot. So I don't think his sack numbers are going to be – I don't think we're going to see him have another 12 or 15 sack season if they keep playing the way that they're playing.
Talking with Josh Kendall about the Falcons, and, you know, it's just frustrating because we thought, yeah, everybody thinks, Josh, it's going to be like a Madden game and we're all going to hit the ground running. But do you see this offense getting to the point? I mean, as you said, as the feel and the vibe kind of comes around, that we will be one of those elite offenses where we are going to be similar to 16, scoring a lot of points and the defense will be good enough to make a run.
Do I see them getting to be the 16 offense? No. I don't ever see them getting to that point this season. That's one of the you know, statistically top 10 offenses in the league in a long time, maybe ever. They're not going to be that. They need to get better, and they can get better. I think there's certainly room for them to get better. And the way the defense is playing, they don't necessarily need to be that 16 offense for this team to win the NFC South and make the playoffs. They are, yes, they need to be leaps two or three good full steps forward better on offense, but they still have limitations in terms of, you know, an explosive guy down the field to take the top off the defense. Darnell Mooney's kind of that, but not exactly. Yeah, folks should not expect, you know, Matt Ryan, Kyle Shanahan, Julio Jones offense to be walking through that door.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was special. Maybe we took it for granted when we witnessed it. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of Darnell Mooney, what's up, Darnell? What do you think about his production? I think he leads the team in receptions. I think he's played a bigger role than most people expected when he got.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Here.
Yeah, I think he's been pretty good. Kirk Cousins, throughout his career, especially of late, as he's been more productive, is going to be a guy who goes where the offense takes him. Mm-hmm. He is not going to be necessarily a guy who just feeds one player. He's going to go through the progressions. He's going to throw it to the empty spot. He's not really looking at your jersey number. And right now, Darnell Mooney is the guy who's getting himself in position to get those passes most often. If he continues to be that, he'll lead this team in receptions. He'll be ahead of Drake London. He'll certainly be ahead of Kyle Pitts. That'll be a little bit of a surprise, but it won't be shocking to me if that's the way the season ends out. Kirk is just going to go through the reads and throw the ball to the first guy he sees open.
See the Falcons doing anything to augment the roster aside from what we've already done?
We want to go after Adams?
No, I mean, they can't do that, Carl. We can't no money. But, I mean, yes, can we go after Adams?
I don't think so. Maybe.
I mean, you have to give – they want draft equity. They want to get a second-round pick for him, but he's 31. I mean, I wouldn't do that. But, I mean, it is intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, if you can get him for a third and see what happens, maybe I could see him dipping their toe into it. Mm. But they've put so many resources into – I mean, they've – you know, they can't just keep finding a new player and say that's going to fix everything. They've sort of got to just work with what they've got. They've added plenty. It should not take adding another player to get this offense going. They've done a lot.
Right.
It should work.
Yeah, if the guys work. Hey, appreciate you stopping by as always, man. We love your stuff. Read him, guys, in The Athletic. And, Josh, we'll see you tomorrow, man.
Thanks, guys.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.